for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
That was Box My Own Shadow by the band Class from the Epoca de los Vaqueros LP that came out in October on Feel It Records from Cincinnati, and Class are from Tucson. We then heard the Battle Beats with the song I Don't Like You from the Get Lost 7-inch EP that came out in October on Post Party Depression Records from Austin, Texas, and the Battle Beats are from Indonesia. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and we're very lucky to have my great friend Zoo from all over back with us tonight.
Aw, you're going to make me blush.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh my God, yeah. Thank you for letting me do this again. Yeah. Last time was so much fun. I really appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime. Really, you're a natural.
Thank you. I'm Maximum Rock and Roll. Thank you for having me back.
So we're celebrating tonight. We're coming to you from Zoo's new apartment in Southeast Portland.
I know, it's crazy, right? And you live like 3 blocks from here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're neighbors. It was cool to just grab my stuff and walk over here. So, welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you. I mean, well, I didn't even move that far. I was in Hawthorne before, so it's like a 5-minute drive.
But it's still a big change. This is your first time living alone, right?
I know. I never thought I'd get an opportunity like this. But I got lucky and found a 1-bedroom here in Buckman. And I think it's the same apartment complex, like, company as yours? I think because I feel like our apartment has the same layout.
I think you're right. It's like the exact same, like the same hanging light over there.
That's clearly supposed to have a dining room table underneath it.
Yeah, exactly. And neither of us own tables.
I know. You have your bicycle under there, right?
Yeah, just like you in that little nook. I mean, I always eat at my desk with my computer, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Watch TV while I eat.
Any good shows lately?
Oh, yeah. I've actually been rewatching the show Get a Life.
Oh, I love Get a Life.
It's so good.
Yeah, the Chris Elliott show from the 90s with the theme. What was the theme song?
Yeah, the R.E.M. song. Stand in the place where you live.
Oh, okay. So that's actually a great segue to what we're playing tonight because I discovered Get a Life at Lost Weekend Video in San Francisco.
Oh, I remember that place. Oh, my God.
Yeah, fantastic video store in the Mission. And the cover just jumped out at me. Mm. So anyway, you and I both used to live in San Francisco.
Right, yeah. And at the time, there was a big, like, garage punk scene happening. So we've been listening to a lot of that lately.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to play a lot of that and remember those years.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to play something first?
Sure. Hang on. How about the Split System LP?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is the band Split System with the song Ringing in My Head.
I'm sorry. I'm
Charlie and the Moon. Just Moonhearts. They used to be called Charlie and the Moonhearts, but on this record they shortened it to Moonhearts, just to trip me up.
You got it.
Okay, so that was Moonhearts from San Francisco with the song I Hate Myself from their self-titled...
What was the self-titled?
Moonhearts! The self-titled Moonhearts LP that came out in 2010 on Tic Tac Totally Records from Chicago. Before that, we had the band Shaved Ape from Braddock, Pennsylvania, with the song Social Step Stool from their demo that came out in September. Before that, we heard... Oh, that was the Dirts, right?
Yeah, before that, we heard the band the Dirts with the song All By Myself from their... it's called Two. So their second cassette that came out in November on Helvetta's Kitchen from Sweden. And then before that, we heard New Buck Biloxi with the song Inner Zone from the Cellular Automation LP.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, me too. It's a great example of the genre.
Totally. Really raw and loud. Yeah.
And that came out in November on Total Punk Records from Portland. And then before that was one that you brought.
Yeah, that was the band Split System with the song Ringing in My Head from the Volume 1 LP that came out in October on Legless Records from Victoria, Australia. And Split System is from Melbourne.
So, do you want to say it?
Okay. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm joined by my bae, Michael from the North Bay.
So, we're talking about what we wanted to play tonight, talking about what we've been listening to lately, and we've realized that there were a lot of amazing garage releases that came out last year.
A lot of great garage punk and psych garage. I had no idea until, like, last month how many came out in 2022.
And that was reminding us of our time in when I first moved to SF.
Yeah, you were there for, like, 10 years, right?
11, September 2008 to September 2019.
I was there from 2009, February 2009 to December 2012. I had some family stuff to deal with in Oakland, so I moved back. But I didn't want to live in Oakland again, so I moved to the Mission. 16th and Guerrero near Kilowatt. But then you used to bum around Dirty Thieves on 24th, right?
Sometimes, but Pops was our home bar. The band that I was in at the time...
That was Commissure?
Yeah. They all lived right near Pops on 24th, and we'd be there, like, every night. And then when Pops changed hands, we started going to... it wasn't called Dirty Thieves anymore. Oh. They changed the name to Blind Cat.
Oh, it's not called Dirty Thieves anymore?
It looks the same, just a new name.
Man, it's so different there now. But that's what you and I were talking about. We both lived there in, like, 2009, 2012, but we never met. But we think we were at some of the same shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we were both at the Roads to Judah release show at Submission, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, right. And then we were both also at the Traditional Fools show with the guy from the OC's old band.
Co-Trips. I have that record, actually. We can play it tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that show was at that venue in Potrero.
It was a big venue, right? I forget what it was called. I saw Traditional Fools a few times.
And we were both at the Urinal show, mm-hmm. Bottom of the Hill, yep. with Traditional yep. Fools.
Yeah, they played a lot. I mean, it was all a blur, though. There were so many shows at that time.
It was a really exciting time, just, like, being in your 20s and seeing such a vibrant scene of bands that were really inspiring each other. And this was, like, pre-Burger Records, so I feel like when Burger became, like, a culture, it became a parody of itself.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, but there was a time when garage was new and cool. It was like punk played on old Silvertones through dirty combos.
Yeah.
And they had to crank it in order to be loud enough to keep up with the drums.
Yeah.
That's where the sound, the tone came from.
Yeah, a lot of, like, awesome, weird pawn shop guitars.
Totally. A whole generation that was influenced by the Gun Club. Well, I'm sure a lot of them discovered the Gun Club because Jack White talked about them.
Guilty.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah. Tonight we're going to play some more new bands that are playing that kind of music.
It's back, I think. I mean, based on all these garage records that came out, like, last year.
Yeah. So, let's keep it going. You have one?
Aside from the Gun Club, I feel like I really discovered the scene when Jay Reid... Oh, it feels kind of weird saying his name now.
Ooh, yeah, he definitely wouldn't get away with it today.
But I remember being a really big deal when Jay Retard passed away in 2009, 2010. It was winter, I think.
It was cold and gray out, so probably, 2009, early 2010.
Yeah, I remember everyone being really affected by it. And that's when I started listening to him, when Matador put out all those comps of all of his singles. And then that's when I started seeing all of these bands playing that kind of music. So I brought this one. We'll listen to, this is Blood Visions by Jay Retard.